Welcome to part 3. What do you want? The Personal Best course is designed for people who have success in their lives and want more. So based on that, I'm going to assume that you are like most people. You have certain areas of your life that are working exceptionally well, like your career or your relationships or your education. But also, like most people, you have life areas that are not working as well as you would like. The reality is that you likely know what you want. You've probably been talking about it for years, but you've just not quite been able to manifest those wants into reality. Well, the following exercise will assist you to gain clarity about what is holding you back and will help you to choose where is the place to start to make these changes reality. So I want you to bring to mind the top three. The three most important things that you want to change in your life. Remember, they can be anything, big or small, in any life area, career, relationships, family, self-confidence, physical wellness, your financial well-being, hobbies, education, travel, love, whatever it is, just bring them to mind. And please do not discount them, just honestly consider what are the most important changes that I want to create in my life right now. Just to help you out, I'll give you an example. The number one most significant change that I'm looking for in my life is to complete my transition from full-time day-to-day operations at Personal Best Seminars to focusing on keynote presentations, facilitating, writing, and producing television series to promote personal development and wellness. This is something I've been working on for a while. I've made great progress, and I must complete the change. The second most important change is to create more free time to share quality time and experiences with my family and loved ones. And the third most important change is to take better care of my body and to eat healthier foods. Once you have all three, you're going to write them down on a piece of paper. And then, for each of the three changes you want to create, you will answer the following 10 change leveraging questions. If you do not have a pen and paper, or perhaps you're driving, you can still participate and follow along. But please, commit to yourself to putting your answers on paper at a later date. Please, do not just let this slide and be one more thing you listen to without fully taking action. I will give you an overview of the questions, and then I'll work through each of them with an example so that it makes perfect sense to you. Please note the 10 questions are written on the inside of your CD case, which should make it easier to follow along. The 10 questions to leverage change. Question 1. What is the change that you want to create? Please phrase as clearly and concisely as you can. Question 2. What are the experiences, what are the feelings that you want through making this change? Question 3. What is motivating this change? Why do you want it? Include all of your thoughts, your feelings, your ideas, and wishes. Question 4. What are your beliefs that are currently keeping your results the way they are? Another way to ask this is, what must I believe for my results to be the way that they are? This is a great tool to begin to become aware of less than conscious limiting beliefs. Question 5. What must you believe to make this change a reality? Question 6. What support do you require to make this change? Question 7. Where can you get the support that you need? Question 8. What is your approach to change? Are you a creator, acceptor, or resistor? And how will that impact your ability to create this change? Question 9. What are your first steps? Question 10. When are you going to start? Now I will go through each of these with an example. The 10 questions to leverage change. Question 1. What is the change that you want to create? Remember, please phrase as clearly and concisely as you can. For me, I will reduce my office and administration time to one day per week, which will be Tuesday, and I will reduce my in-class time to 140 days per year. Take a moment right now to pause the CD and write down your answer. Don't put it off. Now is the time to take charge and create this change. Pause the CD and write down precisely and exactly what is the change that you want to create. The more measurable and specific, the better. Pause the CD and do that now, please. Question 2. What is the experience? What are the feelings that you want through making this change? For me, the experience I'm looking for is that of honoring myself, utilizing my skills and abilities to their maximum. I want to draw out my creativity by balancing my work time and my play time. I want to become more proactive and less reactive to my environment. I would describe this entire experience as creative freedom. Now take a moment right now to pause this CD and write down your answer. Don't put it off, don't justify, now is the time. Pause the CD and write down what is the experience and the feelings that you want to create through this change. Question 3. What is motivating this change? Why do you want it? Include all of your thoughts, feelings, ideas, and wishes. My response is very simple. I want to make reality a goal that I set many years ago that says, I focus my time and energy on those things that only I can do. I want to be free of the administrivia so I can focus on writing and creating and take myself and my business to the next level. I want to manifest the experience of working on my business, not in my business. Now take a moment right now to pause this CD and write down your answer. Don't put it off. Now is the time to take charge and create this change. Pause this CD and write the bottom line. What is your motivation to create this change? Pause the CD and do that now, please. Question 4. What are your beliefs that are currently keeping your results the way that they are? Remember, another way to ask this is, what must I believe for my results to be the way that they are? This is a great tool to begin to become aware of less than conscious limiting beliefs. Some of my beliefs are, if I'm not running off my feet busy, I'm not working hard enough. Good people work hard. I have to work hard to succeed. Settling is a crime. No one does it as good as I do. No one knows as much about it as I do. And no one cares as much as I do. Now take a moment right now to pause the CD and write down your answer. Now is the time. So pause the CD and write, what are your beliefs that are blocking this change in your life? Pause the CD and do that now, please. Question 5. What must you believe to make this change a reality? For me, I must believe it is possible to run a business without being in it. That I can train staff to do it right. I must believe that writing and creating is work, and it is important. I must believe that it is not my job to implement all of my ideas. The key to my success is in writing and producing. I deserve to relax and have balance. Now take a moment right now to pause the CD and write down your answers. Don't put it off, don't justify. Now is the time. Pause the CD and write down, what must you believe in order to create this change in your life? Pause the CD and do that now, please. Question 6. What support do I need to make this change? I need to hire and train administration staff. I need to push myself and my staff for consistency. I need to create rest to recharge and regroup. And I need to create an injection of capital by taking my company public. Now take a moment right now pause the CD and write down what is your answer. What support do you need to make this change? Pause the CD and write that down now. Question 7. Where can I get the support that I need? For me, it's simple. My wife, Corey, and my family. My existing staff. By hiring new staff. And my public offering team. Now take a moment right now to pause the CD and write down your answers of where will you get the support that you require. Pause the CD and do that now. Question 8. What is my approach to change? Am I a creator, acceptor, or resistor? And how will that impact my ability to create this change? Well, I am a creator, and that will support me in manifesting this change. But only if I truly focus on this change and do not let my next great idea pull me off track so that it becomes a half-implemented and wholly ineffective idea. So what is it for you? Take a moment to pause the CD and write down your answer. Don't put it off. Do it now. Question 9. What are my first steps? For me, hire a new office support person. Complete any of my incompletes that are sapping my energy. And set up a comprehensive computer training program. Take a moment right now, pause the CD, and write down your answers. What are your first steps? What will it take to create momentum and start moving towards your changes? Pause the CD and write that down right now. Question 10. When am I going to start? Well, I've already started. I ran an ad for a new office support person last week, and I will have completed the first 3 steps in the next 4 weeks. What about you? Take a moment, pause the CD, and write down, what is your answer? When are you going to start? And make that commitment to yourself. Pause the CD and write a contract with yourself to take action starting now. Now your assignment is to complete these change leveraging questions for each of the top 3 changes that you want to create in your life. And if you're thinking that this is too much work, then take a moment to consider. How committed are you really to creating the change in your life? These questions are a small but vital step in understanding the dynamics of change in your life. Do yourself a favor and complete the questions. I promise they'll help. Once you've completed the questions for each of your changes, be sure to come back for part 4, where we will go through a guided visualization that will assist you to further clarify what your changes will look like in your life. In addition, through visualization, you will begin to counterbalance, and in some cases, even eliminate the old limiting beliefs, and learn new beliefs that will support you in manifesting change in all areas of your life. Research has proven that your belief system cannot tell the difference between something that really happened and something that was vividly imagined with feeling. That's why visualization is such a powerful tool that can leverage your thoughts into reality. Just before we end this segment, there's something that I want to point out. Sometimes at this stage of the process, our belief system kicks in and says, don't bother, it's not going to work anyway. What difference is writing down my thoughts, my feelings, my beliefs, my reactions going to make? Well, the truth is this, it makes a huge difference. But don't just take it from me. I want you to listen for a moment to these Personal Best Course graduates as they share some incredible changes that they have manifested in their lives through taking the Personal Best Course. Remember, if they can do it, so can you.
I no longer fear change. In fact, I encourage it in my life.
I made a permanent quantum leap in self-acceptance and self-confidence because of what I learned about myself.
I've seen and felt a significant transformation in my own life, my relationships, and my business.